If you befriend the beloved, you will never be lonely. If you learn to be flexible, you will never be helpless. The moon shines because it does not escape the night. The rose is scented because it has embraced the thorn. Beloved, if you feel, could you share with us about the grace of serving a master? As you know, existence has shaken me up recently when I got into a very deep and beautiful process of rediscovering myself. I went through a lot of pain and sadness that came to the surface to really clean me and help me to let go more and more and to go deeper in myself. In the middle of a huge hurricane, at one point it became so easy and so simple. Just to leave everything that seemed to be settled and right up to that moment, like house, a beloved partner, and the great coexistence with the most loved friends. Leave everything behind to really take care of myself. Just by realizing that all that is nothing, and I have everything that matters, that really matters. I have you, my beloved Master. And since the first time I had met you, I have known from my heart that I'm here to serve you. This is my path. Every day I'm blessed with the grace of serving you. This is priceless, and I'm so grateful for that, my beloved. By this grace, I can hear you whispering in my ear, trust, trust. And trust guides me. By this grace, I can see beyond my mind and ideas, so pure acceptance takes over me. By this grace, silence blossoms in me, so I can be and watch all that is happening inside, knowing that everything goes. By this grace, tears that cleans, tears that come to take away what is old, tears that purify me. I love you so much, at your feet, in devotion. Yours, Devadasi. That is the part of love of devotion. When you have felt, then trust comes and trust guides you. If you befriend the beloved, says Rumi, you will never be lonely. You will learn to be flexible. You will never be helpless. The moon shines because it does not escape the night. The rose is scented because it has embraced the thorns. On the path of love, first there must be love. Out of the love, deep understanding comes. Out of the understanding, acceptance, that this is how it is. And this is the only thing that really is. Then trust. Then devotion. Then surrender. Because you know that this is the only thing. And lucky are those that feels it. And out of that, then service comes. Service can never be the real service if there is no love. In the West, in ordinary world, is totally unknown. And if they do something, or if there is some service, then it is because of something. The heart, when it has found its place, it has to serve. It is helpless. That is its fulfillment. That is its joy. That is his destiny. Then bliss follows, grace follows. It is if you have found your heart, your truth, your love, then service has to follow. Because you have found something, you have felt something, you have been something that is too good. And, of course, you want to serve the good. You want to serve the heart. You want to serve God. That's why they say in India, Guru, God, Self, it's the same. God is God, existence is existence. But the Self has forgotten. In between, that is the Guru, who reminds the Self of God. So, serving the Master is serving God, is serving the truth. And what else are we here for? And when things starts falling into its right place, then everything is perfect. Everything becomes clear. Everything becomes beautiful. Everything becomes free. And you can just go on and on and on and on. Because it's unending. you are plugged in the right place. And that is the sign that more creativity will come, more joy will come, more peace will come, more devotion will come, more grace will come. That is the sign that it is the right. The only prayer can be like Rumi says, my beloved, do not give me back to myself. Do not let me settle for anything but you. In you I hide, escaping from my ruin. Please, please, Master, do not give me back to myself. And lucky are those who realize and feel those words. If you feel, could you please share with us about the grace of serving a master? As you know, existence has shaken me up recently. When I got into a very deep and beautiful process of rediscovering myself. That's why I have to shake you up again and again. And if not me, then my friend existence. Something for you to become more real, more pure. I went through a lot of pain and sadness that came to the surface to really clean me and help me to let go more and go deeper in myself. And that is also when you are with the master, then you don't go down in the pits. You cleanse yourself and you rise. You become stronger. In the middle of a huge hurricane, at one point it became so easy and simple, just leave everything that seemed to be settled and right up to that moment. Like house, a beloved partner, and the great coexistence with the most loved friends, leave everything behind to really take care of myself. Yeah, because you knew that this is what is happening. And you had gone too far to resist it. And you had me. Just by realizing that all that is nothing and I have everything that really matters, I have you, my beloved Master. And since the first time I had met you, I had known in my heart that I'm here to serve you. This is my path. I know also. Every day I'm blessed with the grace of serving you. That's how it is for a devotee. That's what devotion is. Is it effortless? This is priceless, and I'm so grateful for that, my beloved. And service can only come when you really have felt and experienced the Beloved, when you recognize the Master. No, it's very easy, because you have crossed a point of no return far, far behind. From no one, the journey is very, very easy. And graceful. By this grace, I can hear you whispering in my ear, trust, and trust guides me. And that is the greatest service from the heart, when it is egoless. That is really service. It's something else that is service. It's almost forgotten in the world, because there is only egos. They are only out for something. They have forgotten true service. They have forgotten devotion. They have forgotten love. They have forgotten their heart. And blessed are those who come across it, who find it. Because then first life gets meaning. You are serving the whole. You are serving truth itself. And when you have felt it, then it has to come like a shadow. Because, oh my God, how could this happen to me? I have gotten so much. Grace is showering on me. Blessings are showering. Insights are showering. Joy is showering. How can I be worth it? What can I do? Please, anything. That is the way. So serving the Master is that you have recognized and felt the Master. How can there be any service in the world if there is no love, Impossible. How can there be any service if the heart is just this stone? Petrus stone. That is history, don't worry. But most people, their heart is just a stone. That is what the ego is protected. How can you feel then? You are only, if there is any work, any service, anything that you do, it is for some gain. No? For some money, for some recognition, for some favor, for something. That is how always the ego is. Then you are functioning in a totally different dimension. First, you have to come back to the heart. Only the heart can feel. Then when one is settled in the heart, when the heart is overflowing, then service can happen. It is a forgotten thing in the world. That's what I'm bringing back, the heart. And when you do something from the heart, from your truth, from your innermost, then there is joy. Then there is freedom. Then there is lightness. Because it is real. If you only do it from the ego, there can be no joy in it. No matter how much you try. And you can look how the world is now. How much money people have. How many things they have. They are not happy. They are looking more desperate than ever. And more desperation will come. Because they are looking in the wrong directions. Service and service to a master, it belongs to a totally different dimension that is forgotten totally in the West. It has hardly been there. That's what I bring from the East. That is what satsang is, to ignite the heart again. To start becoming alive again. To start becoming real again. In the East, it's always been like that. And it's the most valued. In the West, money is the God. But no. Any idiot can see that the money God didn't give you any joy. But you don't know that. If you are not so lucky to meet someone who can tell you that you trust, that you love, then you can even leave everything. Your house, your friends, your beloved, your money, anything is effortless because you have something bigger, more valuable. And that is, start seeing the reality as it is. Because everything will go except that. That is only for the free ones. And by this grace, I can hear you whispering in my ear, trust, and trust guides me. By this grace, I can see beyond my mind and all ideas. So acceptance takes over me. I'm very happy because what Hafiz and Rumi's and Kabir's is writing about and Mira's and Sahaja's, you are writing it. It becomes your experience. By this grace, silence blossom in me, so I can be and watch all that is happening inside, knowing that everything goes. By this grace, tears that clean, tears that come to take away what is old, tears that purify me. That is different tears. Tears of gratitude. This is the way of devotion. Listen what Sahaja says, an enlightened woman. I can abandon God, but I would never forsake my master. God is not equal of my master. God has given me birth into this world, but my master has freed me from the cycle of birth and death. These are crazy women. God has given me the five thieves. The five thieves is the five senses that take you out, to take you away from yourself. That's what the senses is do. Without any awareness, all your senses take you out. But my master freed me from them when I was helpless. God threw me into the net of the family. My master cut away the chains of attachments. God ensnared me in desires and disease. My master has freed me from all this by initiating me. God made me wander around in the illusion of doing. My master showed me my being. God always hid himself from me. My master gave me a light, a lamp to illuminate him, to see him. Above all, God created this duality of bondage and freedom. My master destroyed all these illusions. I offer myself, body, mind and soul, at the feet of my master. I can abandon God, but I can never abandon my master. Only those who have never felt, who have never gotten in tune with the Master, who have never felt themselves, who have never felt the heart, only they can abandon the Master, can leave. Otherwise it's impossible. It's not in the nature of things. Only those who still function from the ego. Beloved Swaha, healing is happening. Ancient beliefs and wounds and all survival strategies that come with it are being seen. and met in a new and friendly way. In seeing and understanding them in a deeper way, the need for hiding, protection, and a defense is slowly being transformed into trust and love. In this opening to life, a more natural allowance to drink your love more and more is happening. Thank you, thank you. I love you. Tears of joy and gratefulness, Mumina. Let the healing happen, Mumina. Don't hold back anymore. Just get healed. In fact, you are healed. Accept it. May everybody be ready for holiday and for peace. Aum Shanti.
Jai Bhagwan. Thank you.
Yeah.